Fuck the government. This is high treason.
We got babies here suffering, man. The city done let us down. Governor Blank done let us down. The mayor done let us down. The president done let us down. Congress done let us down. We taxpayers, man.
And we cannot explain why that president sat 2 days in Crawford, Texas while the nation saw what he should have seen and then flew the other way to San Diego to get a guitar. That is contemptuous if you're sitting there in the Superdome with your life washed away. These people are not hallucinating. This president failed them.
Look, there'll be plenty of time to play the blame game. That's what you're trying to do.
No, I'm trying.
You're trying to say somebody is at fault. And look, and I want to know.
You know, God is looking down on all this. And if they are not doing everything in their power to save people, they are going to pay the price. Because every day that we delay, people are dying.
A new CNN poll shows a huge racial divide in Americans' view of the relief effort.
If this would have happened in New York, if this would have happened in any other city, they would have came to the aid of people, man. And I'm pissed off, and I can honestly tell y'all I will never, ever, nor will my kids ever play the allegiance to another damn flag as long as I live.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. The FEMA director's working 24.
People are so bitter, so disenfranchised in this neighborhood, they actually think the city did it, blowing up the levee to save richer neighborhoods like the French Quarter.
So you're convinced?
I know it happened.
That they broke the levee on purpose.
They blew it. I heard something go, boom!
Can you imagine if you're in Iraq, a soldier, and you turn on TV and your mother doesn't get a response from the federal government and called a refugee on top of that? I mean, we call refugees, president doesn't respond, blame it on the local mayor. It just doesn't count up, well, right?
Adam, I think about Iraq every day. Every single day. And we'll continue thinking about it.
I got a 2-year-old child and a 3-year-old child. You mean to tell me I'm supposed to let my seeds die? And you know you're going, you know you're supposed to help me. You have a stove that's not even much flooded, but it have food. And you know these people in this neighborhood right here need food and they're running out of water. But you won't open this stove. You know what I'm saying? It's a worldwide evacuation. You won't open this stove and take none of the meat and food products out there to get to this family. Well, why shouldn't they do the things that they do? You know, everybody, you know, it ain't, see, they like paint a picture about New Orleans and young black men. It ain't about that. It ain't about no color, none of that. It ain't about we head first, buck wild, or none of that. It's about survival, respect. You know what I'm saying? If they would have showed the proper respect towards the people would have showed them the proper respect. And that's all I have to say.
I think the time now is that we need to really begin to hold all these leaders accountable, not just George Bush, but from the Democrats to the Republicans to our missing black and Latino leaders. Where are the organizations that need to be stepping up? Where right now is the white left? Where are the white progressives? Where are they now while their government is killing, letting black people die a slow death?
I hate the way they portray us in the media. You see a black family, it says they're looting. You see a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know that it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is, Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
God, how could you let this happen?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Well, America left my people sitting there dying in water for 4 or 5 days, man. When the tsunami happened, bro, they jumped on that the next day, and that wasn't even in America. Man, regardless of whether you voted or not, bro, them 4 or 5 days that it took them to get down there, people died. Regardless of what people feel, you tell me that America give a damn about me, and you show me how America didn't give a damn about my people, then I'll change that statement. I'll say that I'm sorry, but it has been proven that America set up and spent spending more time placing blame, wondering was this person or was that person. I bet you it didn't take them that long to decide who they was going to give the grant to rebuild our cities.
You felt like they turned against you. You felt like, I felt like they were going to shoot us. They had people looting and they shot them. They handcuffed them and shoot them and tell them die. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere else to go. Nobody else. Just go on and die. Handcuff the boy, handcuff two boys up and die. And child, dead.
This is hot truth.
It's a hard grip. Split in half. We got up in the roof. All the way to the roof. And water came and had you. Just opened up, divided.
Who was at your house with you?
My wife.
Where is she now?
Can't find her body. She gone.
You can't find your wife?
Oh, she told me, but she told me I tried. I hold her hand tight like I could, and she told me, you can't hold me. She said, take care of the kids and the grandkids.
Where are you guys going?
We ain't got nowhere to go, but where I'm going, I'm lost. That's all I had. That's all I had.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.